Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Well, well, well.
Dear God.
Dear God.
Make me a bird so I can fly far, far, far away from here.
Dear God, make me a bird so I can fly far, far, far away from here to Oklahoma City to perform in our show on Friday night at Resonant Head.
Are you excited to be in OKC?
I'm really excited, actually. It's just somewhere I've never thought I would ever go. So now I'm like exploring this different
check
part
it off
of
your
America.
Bucket list.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't Tiger King in Oklahoma?
He sure was.
Did you see him post that thing to Machine Gun Kelly?
No. What was it?
I guess he's on Instagram in jail. And he,
I love that,
commented under Machine Gun Kelly posted like a thirst trap, and he was like, some money, a little meth, a tiger, and I could make you mine. I was like,
that's cool.
He's real.
I like that. He is his type.
Totally could see Machine Gun Kelly in that scenario. But yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited to, you know, see the sights and have you point out where the bombing happened.
Okay, wait. I need to actually talk out my thoughts and feelings on Machine Gun Kelly's new tattoo. Because did you catch
it.
Wind of this?
Mm-hmm.
This is unwell behavior.
It is.
You can't just like.
But I'm gonna say.
It's serving cunt for you.
It's kind of hot to me. I don't know what's wrong with me. I think he's so hot.
It really scares me. He is really hot. That is undeniable. But like.
No, I mean, it's crazy. He's just wants to.
I don't like that.
I like a tasteful sleeve. I think a sleeve on a guy is really hot. But
I love like even a full chest and like stomach, torso. I'm down. You can cover yourself in tattoos,
right.
But like a full blackout tattoo.
It's a lot.
Reads to me like mutilation. That seems like you're mutilating yourself.
Well, yeah, you just think like you're going to be lowered into the earth or cremated, covered in.
Certainly not in a Jewish cemetery.
Oh, they don't.
You can't be buried in a Jewish cemetery if you have a tattoo.
High standards.
But it just it takes me to a place of Nick from Gigolos, who had that tattoo that looked like a cancerous growth that just kept spreading and spreading and became a blackout tattoo. And I was like, this man is unwell. Like, we need eyes on him. To the insane asylum he must go. And like, I'm really freaked out by that.
Did he like go to jail?
No, but one of the gigolos did kill a woman.
Oh, okay. Amazing.
But have you ever had like tattoo anxiety dreams?
No, but I mean, yeah, it's not. I mean, the idea of someone sitting and through that inking process, the one that he like Machine Gun Kelly, like that to me is just unfathomable.
Like, that doesn't bother me as much, the pain, but I'm just like, the end result is just like, can't you just like wear a tight shirt?
Yeah, you could just wear like a rash guard and just like serve cunt in a tight.
And just not be like an ink. You're like human ink.
Do you think Megan was like, yeah, baby, do it?
I don't know. I saw a headline that was like, he did it to like prove his devotion to her.
They're fucked up.
They are weird.
They're really.
I had a stress dream recently that was like, I got a full leg sleeve.
Whoa.
On my left leg from like ankle to upper thigh.
Wow.
Like to crotch. And I was like, why did I do this? I was like, this was really an intense choice.
I see at Equinox, I feel like in order to go to Equinox, you have to have a shin tattoo or
the community center.
Yes. But like, I just don't see myself getting. I mean, I've been toying with the idea of getting a mango tattoo, but a huge one like that, I just can't even imagine. It's like giving that guy who made himself look like a leopard. Remember? or like a cheetah man, the cheetah mm-hmm. man. He like covered himself in spots.
And the skull guy yeah. who was like really fashionable for a while.
It was in Gaga's video.
He might have died, actually.
Damn. The pipeline?
Like, to me, the pipeline of like covering most of your body in tattoos to death seems like related somewhat.
Oh my God, I was on the TikTok K-hole. TikTok K-hole of Wendy Williams documentary, which I haven't watched in full, but it was so profoundly dark. It made me so sad. But there was this really beautiful moment where Black China, who's fully sober now, went to go see, I guess they have like a really intense close friendship, like a mother-daughter mm-hmm. thing. And Angela went to see Wendy. She flew to New York just to see her. And they have this beautiful moment where they like, Wendy takes her wig off and Angela like takes her face and like looks deep into her eyes. And she goes, "There you are." And it's like really, it was like very moving.
That's hook-coded.
Oh, yeah, totally. "There you are, Peter." But Wendy...
Yeah, Elizabeth was telling me all about the Wendy doc on this week's Too Niche, and it sounds really sad and scary.
Yeah, I don't trust these people that are, like...
Making it?
Making it, but also just, like, surrounding, like, these people that her... that she's paying to, like, be her... I don't know. It's very upsetting. And I've been seeing people on TikTok being like, "This is karma." I'm like, "Fuck you."
Karma for what?
Like how she shit on everyone.
Oh, give no, me a break. Honey, that's alcoholism. That's addiction. And then dementia. Late in life dementia. That's actually what it is.
Early in life dementia.
It's really sad.
And I think she has Graves disease. So her eyes are like... Yeah, it's just, and then I saw someone saying, like, "This is legit witchcraft."
Like, that she is this afflicted.
She's been cursed.
No, this is alcohol. This is drug addiction and alcoholism. Yeah, it's not, it's what can easily happen.
But then I was just watching.
If you devote your life to addiction.
And I was just watching best of clips of her, like, her saying
no one's ever done it like her
when she said death to them all about the Spears family, and then everyone gasped and she herself went
like she was a true showman.
She was a showman, but she also was just like had no internal monologue, and I think she just said every intrusive thought that came into her head.
I love it.
Me too. It's not the same.
I'm really sad for her. I can't like engage with that documentary yet because it also feels like highly exploitative, like the way that they set people up to like re-enter her life where they're like, "You haven't seen her in a long time, but we like want you guys to meet again." And they don't tell her loved ones like what state she's in.
That's true.
And then they're basically like punking them, being like, "Remember?" Like, that's like, what if you like lost contact with one of your parents and then a film crew said like, "We found them, we're in touch with them, like we really want to get you guys back together." Mm-hmm. And you're like, "Oh my God, like my dear mother, like I've missed her so much. All I've ever wanted is to like reconnect and heal." And then they're like, "Surprise, bitch." And she lives in like a hoarder's den racked with like addiction and mental illness. And it's on candid camera for you to like react to in real time.
It's bad.
That's sick. That's really sick.
It reminds me of when Dr. Phil went to Shelley Duvall's House of Horrors.
Yeah.
That poor thing.
I know. I just hope that the payday is good, I guess. I don't know. There's actually nothing. There's nothing hopeful about it, which is like why I simply can't engage at this moment in time.
But like Wendy, Bruce Willis, early onset dementia is just freaking me out.
Yeah. I don't know, like, what the preventative things are, but brain health is incredibly important.
Yeah, it's one of my greatest fears.
Probably, like, also, there must be some sort of genetic factor and then lifestyle factor and then maybe...
Drug addiction?
I think, like, everyone has... This is... I don't know if it's a new thing, but I think it's, like, getting more awareness now because... Now it's more common to like share when these things are happening versus like, I think a lot of stars, they just disappear and then you never hear from them again. Mm. Or they just like go off the radar and you just assume like they wanted out of the limelight, and that kind of stuff is like kept in the shadows. But I think the awareness is good. And then you just got to, like, I don't know, play Wordle every day or something.
Yeah.
Do your crosswords. Learn another language. You got to stay spry. Stay off the sauce. Don't get head injuries.
I know. Don't go skiing.
Don't go skiing. Unless you're with an instructor.
Mm-hmm. Even then.
Who has like a little bungee tied to you.
Yeah.
You have to wear a helmet. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got to take care of your body.
Speaking of out of the limelight, the Kate Middleton conspiracy train is exploded in the last 48 hours. Everyone is talking about, where is Kate?
Yeah, it's the words that are on everyone's lips.
And then yesterday, Prince William had to back out of a memorial for his
godfather.
Godfather, who was the Greek king. Because lest we forget.
Due to family.
Prince Philip was Greek.
He was?
Yeah.
Was he sexy before he became not sexy?
He was cute. He was tall. But he had a big...
But he was always kind of like...
No, he was like fairly handsome, like in a generic white way. But
not in like a fucking...
No, he wasn't like...
Greek way.
He wasn't like...
He wasn't like...
He wasn't like Prince William when he was 20.
I never had a thing for Prince W.
But his mother was a...
Light to those.
Was a Greek princess. And then she went crazy and had to wear it and became a nun.
Cool.
And then his family were...
Okay, I have...
All Nazis.
Yeah. I have a theory about Kate.
Okay.
I've been reading a book about anorexia and like women who suffer from anorexia. And I think that that's what's going on, is it's like eating disorder related.
What is with this
fucking
family?
And they
want to
cover it up.
Driving women.
I think it's a lot of pressure. I think her needs are very secondary to the needs of everyone else. She's always been like the outsider who was let in. And then she's just like expected to be like pretty and pop out kids and then like take shit. And now Meghan isn't around to take on the shit of everyone. So now she has to be the sacrificial lamb. And you know, she is like thin as a damn rail.
Yeah. And it doesn't help.
She's a wisp. She's a wisp of a lady.
It doesn't help that
and
her husband
always like that.
Allegedly boinking her friend and like fucking around on her all the time.
Kate needs to go rogue. It's time. This is the call, the clarion call for going rogue is calling to Kate. Don't erase yourself. Go rogue.
She needs to just like own it, own her power and just like become more popular than ever and like outshine William.
She can't. They would never let her. That system is so, like, I don't necessarily believe, like, I've seen rumors that say that she suffered from a miscarriage or, like, the abdominal surgery, which is really bizarre, and I don't believe that either. But the family said she won't be in the public eye until after Easter. So that's from Christmas was the last day that she was seen to Easter is almost 4 months. 3.5 months. That's almost, what is that? Like 10 weeks? I mean, that's like the time you get treated for maybe like an eating disorder or mental health issue. She's in the insane asylum.
Yeah. And we know that they are very caring and compassionate when a woman is suffering mental health issues.
Hopefully the next step in her journey is a rogue one.
I'm just like, I don't know. All this stuff that's happening right now.
Take it off and preach. Take off that jack. Time to get comfortable. Preach.
All the stuff that's happening with like Prince Charles, his cancer diagnosis. I totally buy that theory. I have another theory that she's undergone some sort of surgery in preparation for becoming queen, like a facelift or something. Because I think he's gonna die.
Sooner
than I think he's either gonna step down or like I think William's gonna ascend to the throne way faster than we all thought, because they've been very mum about Charles' cancer. He's been like out of the spotlight too. The Kate thing felt like a distraction at first, but now I'm like, what's going on there? Are they giving her a lobotomy to ensure that she'll be like a good queen? Because maybe she was like getting, you know, fed up with William's cheating and just He sounds like a horrific person to be near. So maybe she was like, I want out. Or maybe he was like, I want a divorce. And she went crazy. Which I understand. Because imagine, literally, Kate's life mission was to become the queen. Her mom pimped her out. Had her change colleges. Sent her there to look for William. Basically, like, gave her a lesson in seduction. And she
taught her how to blow a banana.
She taught her how to suck dick without a gag reflex. She taught her how to, you know, be mute and just like completely subservient. And she got her man, and then he went off because he was like, I want to go fuck other holes. And she was like, fine, I'm going to wear a...
He comes from a long line of wayward hole fuckers.
Totally. And he, and then she was like, okay, cool. I'm going to go like be a hoe in Trafalgar Square, in Piccadilly Circus or whatever the fuck. And then he was like, no, now you have to be my wife now. And then she was basically for a decade, near a decade, preparing to become the Princess of Wales. Probably why it took them so long to get engaged was because they were really vetting her and like making sure she wasn't going to go like Diana Rogue. And then she finally gets the ring. They have the biggest wedding of the century, more than Meghan and Harry. Sorry to say.
Well, that's not sorry. That's the truth.
I know. But they were like really pushing the Meghan and Harry that was like watched by billions.
That was a flop wedding. No, that was flop.
So, and then you become the Duchess of Cambridge, and you're just like becoming thinner by the year, disappearing. And then your fucking husband, who goes bald and ends up looking like one of the gentlemen bald guys from Buffy the Vampire Slayer, who steal people's hearts, fucks your best friend in your cul-de-sac. Fucks your best friend. And then you're like, oh my God, now I have three kids with this fucking flop. And I have to become the queen. And probably not till I'm like in my 50s. And by then I'll be like in my 50s and I'll like have wasted my 40s. You know what I mean?
It'll be harder. In her mind, it'll be harder for her to serve cunt as a 50-year-old queen. She was aiming for like 30s or 40s at most.
Yeah. And like you can still serve absolute cunt in your 50s, of course.
Totally.
But, you know. Now she's like...
But as a woman, it takes a lot of strength to believe in your abilities to serve cunt in your 50s.
And we know she doesn't have much strength right now because she's probably in a not good place. So what are you going to do? I would go fucking crazy.
I think that, like, the plastic surgery could be true, but I feel like they would do things like release photos and have like a plan to make it not seem like she's just out of the spotlight for 3 months.
That's just more fun to think about. But I do think it's like...
No, I would go fully batshit insane. You already know that like you have no control over your life. So I think that it's like very... That's why I think because... Like eating disorder kind of stuff is about trying to regain some semblance of control.
I mean,
so
like,
I think that coupled with maybe postpartum, coupled with just like, holy shit, my life fucking sucks. Actually, I have to wear hose all the time.
And then last year, everyone finds out that there's a rumor that you like questioned the skin color of your future nephew.
If that's even true, that she was the one.
I think that
could be a thing. That could be a thing where they're just like, well, we need a whipping boy now. And I guess you're going to be it because Meghan and Harry are gone.
Yeah.
And we don't have anyone else to throw under the bus. So now we're throwing you under the bus, Miss Lady.
I'm also like, who knows? She could be like a virulent racist. But I would not be surprised if it had been like William or Charles. And they were like, well...
I'm not surprised if it's any of them. I mean, it Camilla. Feels very on brand for everyone to in that family to ask that kind of question. Like, it doesn't shock. It's not that shocking. But I'm like,
no. But
I hope she just. I want her to start up. She should start a podcast called Kate Goes Rogue.
Well, no, it's just like when Diana was. You know, she even when they were still married, she wrote an unofficial biography. Where she gave the guy all this info. you know, that famous. And so she went, she attacked.
Yeah, she went rogue.
She went fucking rogue as hell and, like, obviously didn't end well, but that's when they were still married. She was doing all that. And so Kate doesn't have the luxury to do that because.
So she thinks.
So she thinks, but.
Being not allowing yourself to go rogue is only you putting those boundaries on yourself. The truth about going rogue is that you can go rogue anytime, no matter what situation you're in.
Well, listen, though. So.
Unless you're strapped. Unless you're truly strapped in 4 points constraints in a padded room and and you are pumped up with Valium to where you are immobilized and cannot even speak and can't even blink, that is like when you've lost the ability to go rogue.
I give you a pass. But I saw something, I'm not sure if it was like fake, but I saw something that was like the Sun or what, you know, one of those like British tabloids that the royals have like a deal with, you know,
relationship with. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I saw something that was recently talking about how difficult Meghan or Kate is, and then it was quickly deleted, and then something about Harry came up, and then someone was like, were they starting to seed in because like a divorce is coming or some kind, you know what I mean, like are they now making Kate the enemy? Because they do that all the time. They throw each other under the bus constantly.
Because Prince William also is using some sort of different letterhead that's like the letterhead that he used when he was single versus the one that he used when they were together.
Whoa. So maybe they're separated.
I would love... She needs to go rogue and divorce him.
Divorce his ass.
Start a brand.
But like...
It's time. Fuck the royal family. It's a sinking ship. Get out now. Get out now while the getting's still good. You don't want to go down with them.
No, but also what's weird is, so yesterday...
Leave the men to flop. Leave the men to flop.
Yeah, Camilla, flop. Let her. Yeah. She's like... But yesterday, this Pippa Middleton's ex-boyfriend, who's now married to... Let me confirm if this lady is one of the Spencers, was found dead. And I'm choosing to believe that's part of the conspiracy.
You like have a homeland, like with the red strings. You're like, it's all connected.
Or she's like gone full like Shelley Miscavige and she's living in like Lake Arrowhead.
She's in a bunker.
That is crazy. Lady Gabriella Kingston. Oh, so he's married to someone in the royal family. It's so incestuous.
Who is Pippa's ex?
Yeah.
But he's dead.
He's dead. Don't know how. Probably unalive. But
fentanyl. I mean, take your pick.
Truly, there's a myriad. But I'm like, something's up. It's gonna be a bombshell year with old Kate. I think they're gonna divorce.
I'm ready for that.
Me too. She could go.
She deserves it. She deserves, and by I mean that as a positive, she deserves it. Like, she deserves to be free to serve cunt. Imagine the looks. Like, I want her whole fashion to change. She's like the next Gwyneth.
Imagine how much fucking money she's going to get if they divorce. Like, we forget how fucking rich. I mean, obviously the royals are rich, but like,
they need her. What she needs to realize is this royal family at this point, I believe, needs her more than she needs them.
Of course.
Because she leaves, then you just have like sick Charles and disgusting William, and then you're supposed to like pay taxes gladly as like a citizen of the UK and be like, I'm so excited to like support these heinous flops.
No, it's like, all about the women.
Get on the throne and like wear the blood diamonds. Like, no. No one wants to do that. That's not fun. It's not fun to see like an ugly man be king of your country that you pay taxes to. It's more fun when there's like a hot, sexy woman swanning in with this chic outfit, at least like massaging the situation. And you're like, okay, I like this woman. Where I always would way prefer to see a woman wearing blood diamonds than a man wearing blood diamonds.
Of course. It's always been about the girlies. The queen.
So she needs to use this to her advantage and like leverage. She needs like to lawyer up too, because I would not put it past them to give her a lobotomy to like keep her around.
Or kill her.
Because It's truly, but killing her is also a bad
That's
choice.
Sus.
Because then you're still left with the two flop heinous idiots.
They're probably,
you don't want to leave them and Camilla, like that's not a palatable, you can't do like a cover of Vogue with those three.
You need Kate to wear like a Joanne style hat.
You need her to sell it. Yeah. She needs to go like,
and she gave them, I don't she know. Gave them a chance to have uninbred genes. I mean,
yeah,
depends. I'm sure they're related in some way, but like those kids are had a chance with Kate because Diana's genes
time.
Didn't pass down to her boys. Sorry to say, but they are in her grandchildren.
But wasn't she like part of extended like royalty?
She was like a lady.
The Spencer family.
Yeah, but they weren't, I don't think they were related.
But isn't like if they're a lady, aren't ladies and everyone
inbred?
Aren't they all kind of inbred?
Yeah, probably.
They have to be. You think that you're going around with like this very small circle of people
These
who are
people
in it
are...
and people are not, and you just it breed with only the people in that circle. You fucked your cousin or your cousin's cousin. Like you have fucked a relative. I'm sorry. That's the truth.
Don't
if you're
say
a royal
sorry.
Or a lady,
you're just...
if you're a royal, a lady, anyone with a title of any sort, you're inbred. That's it.
Of course. You're Texas
like,
Chainsaw. You're literally Leatherface family inbred when you're a royal.
You are Leatherface family. In America, you would be shunned for that. In Britain, you are celebrated. And then everyone gives you money. So I don't understand that, but that's the way it is. Kate, it's time to get out, girl.
Get out.
It's time to pack your bags, go rogue, truly start a podcast. You'll make bank. People want to know what you have to say.
Here's the thing, though. Not sure she's compelling.
I'd give it an episode. I think she could be coached into a compelling. She should start a blog.
She should stop.
She could just have an Insta. She could have an Instagram. TikTok.
It's called Kathy.
Go to Paris Fashion
Week. She endured a lot of shit. Why doesn't she get to go to? Why doesn't she get to go to the fashion shows? Why doesn't she get to go to everything? She can only go to the BAFTAs. I want to see her front row in the Milan.
I think she can like only go places if William also
fuck
William. Goes.
Do you know that his fucking friends used to do the "We Have Liftoff" whenever Kate was around? They would like imitate,
yeah,
because her mom flight was a attendant. Flight attendant. These people deserve. Death.
Sick. I'd be
death
like,
to them
you
all.
Literally.
You're disgusting. You're
inbred.
You're inbred, all of you. Fuck you.
I would just bring a banjo out to the club, and anytime someone tried to come for me, I'd be like, doodly doo 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 doo.
Yeah.
Doo 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 doo. Because that's all those people are. To think any differently of yourself is a fool's errand. You may be wealthy and have a title. You also got a couple genes that aren't right. We all know
you
it.
You got a screw loose.
You got a bit of a screw
Kate's
loose.
Kate's got great hair.
And yeah.
Something you'll never have.
I wish her well. I wish her all the best.
I hope she's not dead.
I hope she emerges. I don't think that she's dead.
I know. I'm just kidding.
Do you think that
she's being?
They're replacing her with like the first AI robot?
She's a changeling.
Only time will tell. Maybe she's renegotiating a contract for like more benefits.
Maybe she's like, I will go live my truth and my AI proxy will stand in for me. Her truth is like living in Dubai.
Her truth. Yeah, she would have to go live in Dubai because you can't take photos of anyone and put them on the internet.
Yeah.
So she'd need to go into like kind of hiding. I want her to like go platinum blonde.
Gina Davis style. The long kiss goodnight.
Oh my God. Kate needs to have her long kiss goodnight moment. She needs an action moment.
Fuck
you know
these
what I mean?
People.
She needs to like drive a car off a cliff and like cause a little bit of drama.
They're disgusting, this family.
They're disgusting. If I were a UK taxpayer, I'd be furious at this point. I don't know how you guys do it. I truly do not know how you do it.
They should insurrect. Everyone should riot in the streets to demand that Princess be set free.
They should.
West
they should
Kate!
Take... They should take their money owed to the royal family and set it on fire in front of Buckingham Palace.
Until they tell us where
Kate is. And just keep lighting money on fire until they free the princess.
Free the princess!
And then they should take her. Don't hurt her. Give her a haircut. Give her a makeover. Platinum blonde. Barbiecore. And then trot her out next to Margot Robbie. give Margo a run for her money. I want Kate to take over the world.
Only time will tell.
Rogue. Yeah.
Maybe Kate found out about...
What if Kate gets jacked?
Like bodybuilder. Linda Hamilton.
What if Kate goes full like Kyle Richards?
Maybe.
Kate should just try out like many different types of cultures to see what suits her. Because all she's ever known is like British life. So like she should try like... Guido culture. She should try SoCal.
Scouse culture. Like Liverpool. She should go like a slag.
She should go Manchester. She should go to like Spain. She should have an Italy moment. Like she should travel the world and try many different cultures. Like Morocco. She could go to Africa for a bit. Like she could go all over the world. I would love to see her in Japan. Has she even ever gotten to go to Japan, really? And really, really go to Japan? Like, I want some travel time for her. She should do what every girl does at one point in their life and get the Kate Gosselin haircut just to see, just to experience what a huge mistake that is and how much it harms your psyche and self-image. It's just a rite of passage for every young, gorgeous girl.
It's true.
Yeah. I just think that there's so many life experiences ahead of her. I don't want to see it just end here.
Well, Kate.
Listen to Sexy Unique Podcast. Yeah. What if she's listening? What if she started listening to Sexy Unique Podcast and listened to the bonus episode where we did the scepter bit? And then that's when the royal family intervened and they took her away and they locked her up in the insane asylum.
What if she's in the Tower of London?
What if she's fighting with her caretakers over her right to listen to Sup?
I would love it.
She's like, I want to listen to the podcast. I love that podcast. You don't understand. They go, you simply cannot be. You can only listen to
BBC.
BBC
Sky News.
No, they. I don't think they would her listening to BBC News. They'd be like, you can only listen to Call Her Daddy. That's it.
Oh, man.
She's like, I don't want to listen to Call Her Daddy.
I don't want to listen to that girl. She's only come in the last 4 years.
I need to listen to Sexy Unique. I need to watch Vanderpump Rules.
My favorite claim is that Harry said that William and Kate were big Suits fans.
I know.
I was like, damn, you gag them.
Well, that's all for Events Horizon today. We gave you two events. I hope you enjoyed them.
What was the first event?
The first event was Machine.
Oh, right. Let's talk about another princess gone rogue.
Another wayward English rose.
Tom Sandoval.
Nana's losing it.
She's losing her marbles. I need to talk about it. I'm Carrie.
I'm Lara.
And you're listening to Sexy, Unique
Nana.
Nana.
Pop it! Ain't nobody got me feeling like I'm feeling you. Like I'm feeling you. Like I'm feeling you.
I think I have a theory of why Katie's so quiet.
Okay, say.
She's stoned. Because when Ariana got in the car, she goes, does it smell like weed in here? I was like, damn, Katie's just, she's blunting her way through life right now.
You know what she's doing? She's riding down around in that Audi with one arm out the window, just like Chief and Blunts looking for puss.
She's in the wake of her divorce, she's really discovered the power of weed and she stopped drinking so much. And now she just like takes edibles, smokes a blunt every day and just gets like zooted. Not like crazy, just like a little zooted.
Just like chill.
Yeah.
Also, if she's going to be the sandwich queen of West Hollywood, it would do her well to just be like stoned. If she's going to have to live the next decade eating Chef Penny's sandwiches, you got to be high to do that.
I think she's also just like reflecting on her 12 or no. How many years was she with Schwartz? 12 years?
12 years.
And just be like, fuck, I need to self-medicate. And I don't blame her.
Yeah. She's like, why did I do that?
She's like, God damn it.
I hope that she is a really good therapist.
I think
because
she
that will
does.
Help her. That will really help ease the transition and like process the grief of having spent 12 years of your life deeply connected to this true flop of a man who's still just doing the same thing to a new victim.
Well, now we see Schwartz and Sandoval walking to a like outdoor gear store, and Schwartz is walking with his hands behind his back like a little child. He's regressing.
He is.
Why does he?
He's giving like 10-year-old boy.
Why does he talk like that? He's like, oh, this is... He does like baby voice with Sandoval.
I think he just needs to feel like mothered by someone or endeared to someone.
Mm.
And it's a way to like achieve that.
You're right.
I think he's also probably going through a lot of his own reckoning with whatever's going on with his family and that wayward triplet.
Mm-hmm.
And then also realizing he is divorced and
a loser.
Lives in a vertical blinds apartment yet again and owns like one of the most horrific restaurants in
I said last LA. Night I tweeted Kate is that Schwartz and Sandy's Kate Middleton.
Yeah, maybe she had a meal at fucking Sir and then she's now in hospital for weeks. That's what happens to many who dine at Sir allegedly. You go in for a Christmas dinner. We're not going to see you till Easter.
Damn.
You order the wrong thing. It's curtains for you. I'd be depressed too if I was Tom Schwartz.
Then we see James.
You're out of shape.
Yeah, you're out of
shape. You're divorced.
Your best friend.
You're fucking living in that shithole. You have dirty carpet.
You have no friends.
Your best friend is Tom Sandoval. You're on Vanderpump Rules. Like, there's not a whole lot going on.
The news
right
isn't good.
Mm-mm.
We see James driving with Graham. He's like making sure, you know, has a seatbelt on. He's like, I'm such a good dad. And I wrote, Graham's he's a Celtic changeling. You know how like the Irish have like, you go into the woods and you get replaced by like a fairy? Graham is a changeling. I don't think that's Graham.
No. He has shark eyes. He has a blank stare. And I don't trust a damn thing that he does.
Mm-mm.
I'm waiting for him to bounce. James goes, I was always the one taking care of him.
Liar!
He goes, you're back now with who you're meant to be with, Graham Cracker. And then he leans over to Graham. He goes, oh, I miss you so freaking much. It's kind of sexual almost.
He's a fucking liar. I feel his lot. James is like really, I used to be able to tolerate him because he was like kind of funny. He simply gives me the heebie-jeebies and I cannot see him on my screen anymore. I really hate that fucker.
He's a fake ass bitch.
He's a fake ass bitch.
That's the problem.
And I know that... The fact that he can just... I know he's lying through his teeth about this fucking dog. And I'm disgusted by it.
Everyone is. Everyone's lying. And the only person who knows the truth is Sandoval. But he can't say
no.
The truth. Sandoval needs to understand that the only way that he can go rogue is to go full ownership. If he would just be like, I fucked up. It was so hurtful. It was like... villain, it was the worst thing I've ever done. Like, I deserved, like, the treatment that I got was a result of my own actions. If he would just say that, he would be set free. But instead, he has to, like, he's so attached to his own lies still that he can't set the record straight on one of the biggest lies of all, Graham Cracker.
But the biggest purveyor of all the lies is LVP.
She is the queen of lies, but her...
She's a wizard of lies.
Her web is slowly unraveling.
Madam Web.
Katie and Ariana are driving together and reveal that someone took a shit on the something about her patio.
Guys, I'm this like, is so LA.
And then a hero comes along.
Ariana goes, I missed Penny's call. And I was like, I think you miss all of Penny's calls. I don't think you care. I don't blame you. But I'm like, she's not in this.
Imagine being like a millionaire having to still care about Chef Penny's sandwich shop.
Where someone just like poo-pooed.
You're like, I literally just shot like a $600,000 commercial for Glad. I do not need to
for
like...
Raising Cane's.
I do not need to pick up Chef Penny's calls and talk about like what expired lunch meat she thinks she can breathe new life into for these... booger sandwiches.
And there's like,
I can't, you're like, I just signed a $4 million deal with Lay's. Like, I want nothing to do with the head chef of Sir
who's calling me to say that some mentally ill person just shit on our patio.
They're literally like, they must have signed some sort of deal with Penny that like attached her to the restaurant when Ariana still thought her future was just going to be sandwiches and Sandoval. She signed this deal with the devil, Chef Penny. And at this point, she realizes I could have like gotten Wolfgang Puck to partner with us.
At this point,
she could have gotten like the John and Vinny's guys to like open a sandwich shop with her. But now this is the Scandoval is truly the best thing that's ever happened to Chef Penny.
It is.
She literally went from making someone diarrhea at Sir to like being featured as the head chef of the greatest sandwich shop in all of the land.
I like that they call it a restaurant. They're like, and then they're like, which certainly is something. And they're like, wonder how it's going to be in Tahoe. We're not going.
I'm like, compelling storyline for the two of you.
James comes, sheepishly opens the door of his Burbank home, and Allie's sitting there, and James goes, there's someone here to see you. And then Allie goes, oh my God. Because Allie is like, she knows the deal. Allie
wants out.
That James is a liar.
Yeah, I think she's trapped in hell.
I think she knows Raquel. She has empathy for Raquel. You can feel it.
Yeah.
She goes, oh no.
I wouldn't be surprised if they break up between this season and the next season. Mm.
Allie's terrified Grams is going to kill her cat or multiple cats. Mr. Banks comes in and Graham immediately, and then they grab him, and Allie goes, no.
Because she knows the truth about Graham, that he's a cold-blooded killer. James goes, he doesn't hold on, he just nips. I was like, that right there. I heard
that
it.
That part.
And I know the truth. He nips through your skin, flesh, and the muscle underneath.
And your bone.
I thought in this moment that Graham was going to walk in and just immediately lunge for Allie's throat, rip her throat out, splatter blood across the wall, kill James, and then go on a murderous rampage through the entire Sir staff. Cujo.
Raquel would go,
I told you he needed to be on a farm.
James goes, I took Graham back from Raquel. And Allie goes, that's mean.
This is sick what they're doing.
It's really sick.
Right now.
I can't believe what she did. She's awful. Plan. I can't believe this. It's like, no, you are such a fucking piece of shit.
Graham's revenge is the only plot that I wanted to see play out. Like a full-blown bloody horror movie.
What if Graham was Raquel in like a dog suit?
That's the twist that we needed to make the horror complete. That's the third act climax, is that you realize it's not actually Graham. This entire time, it's been Raquel in a Graham suit.
Oh my God, I just had a really scary... Oh my God.
What?
What if you're like, you rescue a collie and you have like years with it, and like you're just like, this is the best dog in the world, blah, blah, blah. And then one day you come home and it's standing upright and it's a man. And for years you've been taking care of a man.
I'd victim blame. I'd say there's something wrong with you that you didn't put that together right off the bat from the very initial meeting. I would say that's on you.
I think someone could get away with that with some people in this country.
I think with the Sir crew of people, I think maybe with Stone Katie, mm-hmm. Raquel could trick her in a dog suit.
Yeah.
I don't think she could trick Ariana in a dog suit.
No.
I think she could trick James in a dog suit, and I think that she could trick LVP in a dog suit.
Oh, for sure.
LVP would be like, let's sleep together, you sexy thing.
Oh, you sexy minx.
You'd pay for that with LVP.
Sandoval is trying on hats in the outdoor shop, and he puts on like a trucker hat, and you see him go like this.
He's like, cool hat, man.
I want to go to this shop. It looked cool.
I just wrote...
No.
You can go there. Okay. Raquel lives rent-free in everyone's heads. Everyone's obsessed with Raquel.
She deserves to be paid for how much they're speaking
yeah.
on her in these episodes.
Well, howdy to all you cowboys, cowgirls, cowthays, and cowthems. I'm here to tell you that Sup Goes West.
Well, we've got our first roundup on February 25th in Los Angeles. Then we'll be hitching our wagon to the best steeds this side of the Colorado and heading on out to Oklahoma City for a March 1st gig, then on down to the Lone Star State, of course, for shows in Dallas-Fort Worth on March 2nd, and the state capital, Austin, on March 4th.
And just when you thought we were all tuckered out and ready to hang our hats and bid you farewell, what in tarnation? No siree! We head on back to California for a show on March 16th in the woke capital of the United States, Berkeley. Ever heard of it?
The Gold Rush never stops, and neither does Sexy Unique Podcast. Yeehaw!
Tickets are on sale now, so head on over to sexyuniquepodcast.com and get some for you and your loved ones. Doctor's orders! That's sexyuniquepodcast.com for a clean bill of health and tickets to see us live.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Are you ready to win Mother's Day and cement your reputation as the best gift giver in the family? Give the moms in your life an Aura digital picture frame preloaded with decades of family photos, and you will rise to the top of the heap, and you will be deified and worshipped for the rest of your days walking this planet.
Because as anyone who with siblings know, that's the only goal on Mother's Day is to be the favorite.
And if you're an only child, you're still competing with all your other extended family members, and it's important to wage a war and come out on top.
If you're an only child, you're also at war with yourself.
So what you can do is get your mother or the preeminent mother figure in your life an Aura frame. You load it up with photos. It's literally the easiest thing to do. And I know that you might be thinking, ew, digital frames are bleak, but I'm telling you, this Aura frame is chic.
And the best part is it has unlimited storage and an easy-to-use app, so you can keep updating your mother or mother figure's frame with new photos. So it's the gift that keeps on giving and uploading.
I gave my mom an Aura frame, and she had resisted for so long because she's truly anti-technology, like barely even understands right. How to FaceTime. And I said, just let me. And I set it all up for her. I plugged it in. I fired up the app. I preloaded pictures on it, and now she's so into it that she figured out how to preload pictures and even runs it from her app, which is truly saying a lot because she refuses to download apps. She thinks everyone's spying on her, stealing her data, and the fact that I was able to break through and she literally loves this frame, like loaded it up with pictures of her cat, I was like, we did it, Joe. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off, plus free shipping on their best-selling frame.
That's AuraFrames.com. Use code SUP at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, Princess Diana. But that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Disintel, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Disintel on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Nothing gives me naked confidence like being freshly showered, hair blown out, makeup on, putting on my favorite perfume.
Nothing gives me naked confidence quite like getting my parking validated at Equinox after a well-earned workout.
A very close second would be Lumi Whole Body Deodorant. Unlike certain other deos, Lumi is powered by mandelic acid to deliver outrageous 72-hour odor control everywhere, from your pits to your feet.
And yes, even your privates. In fact, it was patients' concerns about private part odor that originally inspired the OBGYN who invented Lumi.
Flash forward 6 years, and her game-changing whole body deo has earned over 300,000 five-star reviews from people who love feeling confident from head to toe.
New customers get $5 off Lumi's starter pack with code SUP at LumiDeodorant.com. I love Lumi because as a gay man, you need to have your taint smelling fresh as fuck. So with one roll of Lumi, I'm ready to get out there and own the world.
What I love most about Lumi is that it's multi-purpose. It saves its customers money because you're not buying all these different products for different body parts. You can just boil it all down to one super product that takes care of any of your odor issues.
Whole body deodorant with Lumi, seriously safe to use anywhere on your body. Your pits, your underboobs, thigh folds, belly buttons, butt cracks, vulvas, and feet.
It's clinically proven to block odor all day and control over up to 72 hours.
And it's baking soda free and paraben free.
Plus, it's pH balanced for safe use below the belt.
Lumi's starter pack is perfect for new customers. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant, two free products of your choice like mini body wash and deodorant wipes, and free shipping.
As a special offer for listeners, new customers get $5 off a Lumi starter pack with the code SUP at LumiDeodorant.com. That equates to over 40% off your starter pack when you visit LumiDeodorant.com and use the code SUP.
Schwartz is like, my friend sent me a headline that Raquel's out of the insane asylum. And Tom's like, I know, man. Figured she was because her text went from green to blue. I was like, oh my God, you're a stalker.
Is also getting texts from Jesus. I'm like, who the fuck is Jesus? He's like, Jesus sent me the text that she's changing her name to Rachel. And Sandoval's like, I knew that too, but it wasn't my place to spill the beans.
We get it. He's like,
we already have seen it. Yeah. We're like, I've seen and heard all of this. Do something interesting. Sandoval had sent a text to Rachel that when she got out of the insane asylum that said, hope you're okay. I'm here for you with just you are and you. I was like, that's a loser text message to send.
I know. And she just read it and didn't respond.
That's like you're doing the absolute least. If you can't just write out your...
Her publicist keeps sending his calls to voicemail, which I'm obsessed with. I love her publicist.
I love getting out of the insane asylum and immediately getting a publicist who scans all your phone calls. That's what everyone needs.
She was on Rachel Going Rogue, and I liked her.
Mm-hmm. She's a smart woman too.
Yeah. Sheena and Brock go to a store called Cammy and Jax to try on bikinis. I'm sorry, Brock scares me. Their dynamic freaks me out. They have a volatile dynamic. I think they're heading towards divorce.
I don't think so.
No. Okay.
I understand. Like, truly, it was when I was watching this with Sierra and she was like, I understand like Brock's frustration. And then I was like, wait, I kind of do too. Because I think that the producers probably want them to seem like they have a volatile dynamic. And I do think that like this having a fight in a bikini store is like not the place to discuss your marital issues. But I think it is undermining to have like a mother-in-law as like the third party of your relationship 24/7.
I get why that would be frustrating. I totally see it and I understand his frustration. I think he raises his voice at her a little too much.
Fair.
And I just, to me, there's nothing worse and nothing tackier than a couple that fights in front of people. I think that's like really, really like insidious and like boundaryless, and it freaks me out.
Yeah. I love to like watch it from like across the street or from like a building down at the street with binoculars, but like I wouldn't want to be that bikini lady in the shop.
No, it just, it holds.
And I don't want to be like next to it.
It holds everyone hostage. It just like, it's so, it's weird foreplay, and I don't like it.
He needs to work on his communication skills.
Yeah. I've noticed a lot of straight people or couples are guilty of this.
Oh, straight couples love to fight in public. They love to fight. The world is their playground to fight on.
My theory is because most of them are trapped in like monogamous relationships that they don't want to be in. Like they want to be with each other, but they want to like fuck other people. So their way of fighting is like a weird way of like being exhibitionist.
Having an orgy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I think also there's just like the understanding of like what each other's roles are in a straight relationship have changed so much socially since like the 1950s mm-hmm. that the definition of like partnership is so different now from what it used to be.
That's true.
And like many straight couples like don't understand how to like reckon with that.
Yeah.
And I think many women are probably frustrated with men who just like cannot help in any way, shape or form and feel like a lot of the responsibility in the marriage or like in the partnership or in the raising of kids falls on their shoulders and feel like unsupported but don't understand how to communicate that. And then the men feel like emasculated and they like don't know how to communicate, and then it just comes out like in public.
Oh, totally. I just mean more like just the bickering itself, like regardless of the reason or the you know societal reason. I just think the bickering is like this weird foreplay.
I just like can't. I just like don't ever want to fight with someone over like doing laundry.
No.
Like I do not want to have that fight. I don't want to fight with someone over dishes. I don't want to fight over like domestic household chores. I don't want to like, I just like don't want to argue about that kind of thing.
It's inevitable. It happens. But to do it in public is taking things to a level of bad rogue. That's going rogue in the worst way.
If you're straight and you're about to like couples fight in public or argue about the laundry,
check your privilege.
You just need to like walk into the ocean instead.
Mm-hmm. Or just go in your car and scream.
I know, but where else are they supposed to fight? Just in the confines of their own home?
Yeah, when Summer Moon's asleep and she has a noise machine on.
And then they're just supposed to pretend to be happy. I also don't want to like be around someone that I have to like pretend to be happy around them when we're out in public.
But Brock has raised his voice.
Like, I'm like, now you must stay in a cave. You must go to a cave and I will go out alone and be happy. But I don't want to like go to the swimsuit store.
Mm-hmm.
And like pretend to be like excited about this situation right now.
But Brock has also raised his voice at Sheena in front of Summer Moon. Which I'm always like, I don't like it.
Yeah, he gets animated.
All those allegations.
I don't know why I like ride for, I don't know why I like ride for Brock. I just do feel, I feel for him.
Wow.
I feel like he's, I just feel for him in this situation.
Yeah. Sheena goes, why are we arguing in front of people we don't know? And Brock goes, that's just optics.
I mean, I do think Sheena is like concerned about the way she comes across, or is like more, she's going to keep certain things, like wanting to keep certain things off camera versus on camera.
Yeah. I mean, she's been on the show since she was like really young.
10.
Yeah.
What if we find out that Sheena's actually just like 13?
Wouldn't be surprised.
She's like Natalia Grace.
She is.
Sheena is the Natalia Grace of Vanderpump Rules.
She is. Every time Schwartz enters Katie's home, I hope Katie like sages after.
I'm shocked that she even lets him come in.
I'd be like, let's do a dog handoff, like outside on the street.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, brother,
just,
wife
like,
he
give you. Yeah. I mean, he must know that he like fucked up that relationship, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Like there's no part of his mind that is like,
but I don't think I also just don't think he wants to be married to her though.
Yeah,
I think it's complicated. I think he misses having mommy, but he doesn't want to be married to her.
Industry plant Anne helps Sandoval pack pants.
42-year-old Anne.
I don't trust it one bit.
He's like, it's going to be crazy. Should I bring her like a to thwart stabbings, like a vest? And she's like,
I'm like, you continue to have no understanding about the situation at hand.
No.
Graham gets to fly on a PJ. This is where he would kill Ken. Mm-hmm. When it came to Ken, just with his head back, like sleeping, I was like, just all I could picture was him bleeding from the throat.
When Lisa's like, hello, Graham, are you so excited to be flying? And there, Graham looked up for a second. I was confident he was going to lunge or start barking. But I think he was on like...
He's too calm.
He was on like...
He's on fucking Xanax. Yeah. Lisa dosed him. Graham, in the Graham's Revenge plotline, Lisa and Ken would take him on the private jet. He would slay them both, slay the captain, and commit the next 9/11.
He would crash his plane into the house that the people are staying at in Tahoe.
Graham would fly the plane into fucking Disneyland.
He would, into the castle.
Mm-hmm. That would be the truest, like, that would be the next truest 9/11. The most 9/11 thing that Graham could possibly do.
I love that they flew to Reno. I was like, guys, just drive. It's like 5 hours.
Seeing these people like get on a Southwest Airlines flight really darked me out.
When they land in Tahoe, Sandoval and Schwartz are driving separately to the house that Schwartz rented. And Sandoval starts crying because at the airport gate, apparently Sheena was like, come sit with us. And he was like, it meant a lot to me. And he starts crying. And then Schwartz goes, let it out, man. People who hate your very essence are being kind of nice to you. That's a big deal. I was like, Schwartz has so much rage towards Sandoval.
Yeah. Lisa is having a photo shoot with wolves for her new...
One of them looked like the guy that she posted.
I know. I think it was SpawnCon. We're now in like the SpawnCon portion of the episode where Lisa has devoted an entire storyline to her fucking wolf restaurant.
Looks like shit.
She goes, there's nothing shy about my new restaurant, and it ain't for the faint-hearted, that's for sure.
Yeah, because you might die from eating the food.
I said, better get on probiotics before you go there. She, I love her going, she'd go, it's not for the faint of gut health, that's for sure.
It might cause intestinal issues, that's for sure.
She calls the boys in the car and she goes, oh my God, I'm having so much fun. I'm shooting with wolves. And Schwartz goes, wow. And I literally was like, he has big, okay, Nana, yeah, energy.
She's a little Nana. She's like...
This is Nana invited everyone to come visit her at the nursing home. Mm-hmm. And everyone has to like go have dinner with Nana tonight.
That's great, Lisa.
Wow.
Schwartz's rental house is cute that he got. It was fine.
Yeah. I mean, he didn't get it.
No, I know, but I like
Tahoe. It's fine. Yeah. I know. It looks so pretty. I like Sheena's Valley Brat sweatpants.
Mm-hmm.
She's killing it, mate.
Brock immediately puts a Speedo on. A budgie smuggle.
Yeah, Brock strips down and goes to the kitchen.
Classic Aussie.
Goes to the kitchen to have a baby bell cheese. And that's where Sandoval is creeping.
Mm-hmm.
He truly is the worst.
He is.
Like, he's so angry.
Mm-hmm.
But also just like doesn't understand life.
He has no concept and of responsibility or like has never, he's just never been, his whole life, he's always been like the hot, nice guy. And his veneer cracked and he just cannot handle being told that he did something wrong. It's astounding to see.
It is actually astounding. I'm like, my jaw's on the floor whenever I see him do anything. And I'm like, I kind of crave the delusion, but at the same time, it makes me feel sick.
He's always done this, though. Like, when him and Ariana had their affair, he was, like, calling Ariana being,
you?
Like... He was calling Ariana being, like, leave Sir now. You know what I mean? Like, he's just... The veneer, he's... When the mask slips a little and you see the reptilian underneath, he cannot handle it and everyone must die, basically.
Yeah, Brock is like, how are we gonna, like, go about this? It's just, like, kind of crazy. I think everyone's a little bit on edge. They, like, don't know what to make. And he's like, Brock, I'm not, like, trying to go down this path right now, dude. Like, yeah, I, like, messed up. But, like, the treatment that I got, he was like, Everyone's saying shit about me, pushing hardcore conspiracy theories on podcasts. I was like, you're insane, sir.
Brock is like, we're all really betrayed and heartbroken.
He's like, we're just hurt friends, mate. We're just hurt friends. Him eating that cheese, I think it's just I'm giving Brock hot forgiveness now. Because, like, I have no one on the show to give hot forgiveness to.
Yeah.
Because every man has outed himself as a reptilian. So Brock is truly the last one left.
I'd like him to step on my face.
I'd like to... him to lay down and I would eat some baby bells off of his nips.
Yeah. I mean, no, he's sexy.
Yeah.
They all sit outside and Sandoval just like, he's doing that thing where he's like,
I hate
in like
that
a group
act.
Where he's like kind of, he wants everyone to see that he's like uncomfortable and like everyone's just kind of trying to give him a chance.
And also just like ignoring. I just truly, there's nothing I hate more than people being like,
I know.
Like, whenever you, like, have a conflict with someone or you're just like, hey, blah, 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 like, and then their reaction, like, post-resolution is to be like,
yeah,
I'm like, I never want to speak to you ever again. You have to get out of here. You can't do that shit. You can't go, like, this is psychotic. You also don't actually feel like that when you're doing that, which is the worst thing about
it. No, and you don't.
When you go like this. What you really feel is this.
It's true.
And it's so obvious to everyone except the person who's going.
It's like you'd almost rather them just be like, fuck you.
I'd rather them be like, fuck you, suck a dick. Like, I fucking hate you. I'd rather them be confrontational than being like,
booty boop.
It's a true boop. Who, me? Little old me?
Sandoval goes, so guys, like, just want to thank everyone for
Shut up. That reminds me of the reunion when he started saying that and everyone went, shut up, shut up.
He goes, so tomorrow I'm bringing in a meditation expert to guide us in some guided meditation and just like overcoming some things.
Everyone's like, cool. And he's like,
I've been like not drinking. It's been really helpful to me. And like, you know, I would say I was a functioning alcoholic, having one drink, drinking at least once a day, drinking every day for 2.5 years would qualify me as an. And you see Lala go like, all right.
For, I think he said 20 years.
Oh, damn. Lala goes, okay, Tom, like, you don't have to like say it's forever. She's like, even me who's committed to sobriety, like full abstinence from everything, like it's one day at a time.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah.
I love him going, meditation is like a truly solid like substitute for drinking.
Cool.
Then all of a sudden, lo and behold,
Nana.
Who comes out with a brand new doggy? Nana. She walks Graham into the deck area.
Everyone goes, she goes, look, everyone, it's Graham. And James goes, look, it's Graham. It's Graham, everyone. He's back. And then everyone goes, great.
They go, you have Graham? And Allie goes, yeah, he's ours now.
And then you see Lisa, after she delivers Graham, she literally turns and literally runs out. Like, she's like, I've never seen her move so fast in like the 15 years I've watched her on TV. She bolts out of there, Kyle in Amsterdam style. She's like, I can't be in this shithole for even a second.
No, she had to get to Wolf.
James goes, I've renamed the dog Hippie because Hippie was the name of my godfather, George Michael's dog. So in a way, it's honoring my godfather, George Michael. Okay.
It's like this desperate plea for relevance, I see. Sandoval's like, yeah, everyone's jazzed about Graham, but I actually know the truth. But I can't really say anything. So I'm just going to like be quiet. And then he and Allie like sit next to each other and he goes, yeah, I mean, I know Graham attacked a couple people. And Allie goes, oh, she's in true hell.
She goes, that's not good.
This is what hell is, straight hell.
Then we cut back to the village, Valley Village estate, and Ariana's just on the phone with someone. Who is she on the phone with?
Their interior designer.
And she's basically just like, making a list, an inventory of all her furniture that she wants to keep. She's just pointing at things. That one, is that custom? And they're like, yes, it's custom.
I was like, custom firewood, I'd say.
That dining room.
Don't get me.
What was
I
that?
Was like, doll, chandelier, leave it all behind.
Deconstructed yeah. chandelier.
She was like, what's that, custom? And she goes, custom, very expensive. And I was like, they go, the Lego piece, I guess like that thing is made out, the portrait of them is made out of Legos. And she's like, the designer is like, yeah, I spoke with the artist of the great Lego piece featuring the two of you. And he said it can be reworked to feature just you. And I was like, I think that
you should just get rid of it.
As a woman, you should separate yourself from having Lego art in any of your personal space. I think this is a great time to not only rid yourself of one Tom Sandoval, but rid yourself of Lego themed objets.
Yeah, I'm sure that was his idea. And I feel like
I think it was like, it's very like Vanderpump Rules vibes. It's just like you don't need like Lego art. Whoever you are, just put it, just don't do it. You don't need it.
Also, I would just get rid of every, like, I would just be like, I just want to like start fresh. I understand like wanting, there's some things that you want to keep, like those kitchen stools or whatever. But like, I just, if I see a photo, like a painting done of me and my ex, like, I don't want to just have that where it's like I erase him from existence and it's just me. Like, that is still like, I'm going to see that and be like, he was once there. I don't want anything to do with him.
Yeah, I want to do a list of all the furniture, have it evaluated, and then say you can pay for also all the furniture in the house mm-hmm. and the house. Mm-hmm. And if you want to give me $4 million, we're good.
He says she owes him $90,000 in mortgage or something. You see that?
An unpaid mortgage. Yeah. Messy. I don't like this at all mm-hmm. for them. This is also a nightmare. I don't want to fight about laundry, and I don't want to fight about
back pay,
like paying the bills.
Too much information, Tom. Inappropriate.
I don't want to like.
He's such a bitch. He's such a little bitch. Mm-hmm. To do that and then be like, she owes me money, man. Fuck you.
I know. It's really, it's.
I like that.
Again, astonishing.
I do love that Ariana is just like, simply, I will not pay. Like, I'm kind of like, that's a little iconic.
I think it's also like, once the house is sold, he would probably just get that yeah, money back. But I stand with her being like, no, I'm not. That's also probably a good tactic to sell, because he doesn't have that money most likely. So it's like, yeah, sell the house, you'll get the money. I stand with her decision to be petty about
me
the house.
Me too.
The more I think about, the more I really marinate on it, the more I'm like, you do you, queen.
Yeah.
Stop paying everything.
I love it. I think it's like, sorry.
I would add in that you're gonna, if he can't pay for the furniture, you're gonna have it liquidated, and then the assets can be split, and he can redecorate the house as he sees fit.
Mm-hmm.
I like that idea. I would also like, yeah, I'm like, what else? What other petty house things can you do to just like really stick it to this man?
Put like maple syrup on his floor.
Mm-hmm. You couldn't just like
put a banana peel outside.
I think you should take like 2 hour showers every day.
Oh, for sure.
Just run up the water bill, heat the pool every night, go swimming for a big, nice, heated swim every night.
The same pool where he fucked Raquel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Heat the pool up and then have your new man come over and have him fuck you showgirl style in the pool every single night.
Yeah, totally.
All good ideas. Schwartz gets stung by a bee, which I took this as a sign. I was like, nature has... Nature has declared you enemy numero uno.
But also, nature has shown that you are unfit species.
Nature has decided it will now wield its war against you. What if all of nature turned against Tom Schwartz? Like, birds started flying into the windows of his buildings, yeah. Like, everywhere he went. Like, there was this Otherworld episode where a girl had like some sort of like spiritual attachment to her, and literally she would walk by, like every dog that walked by her and like saw her would snarl at her and bark. And like she said she was in a yoga class doing like yoga next to a window, and someone walked by with a dog and the dog started barking at her.
Whoa.
Isn't that crazy? I feel like nature could start becoming that with Tom Schwartz.
That scares me when something attaches itself to you.
I know it would scare you. I know.
It's very hereditary.
But the animals recognizing, like bees sting him everywhere he goes, dogs lunge at him,
yeah.
Cats hiss. Coyotes wait outside of his house to take him out.
Deer stare.
They're always staring at him.
They approach.
Mm-hmm. Birds peck him. It's like the birds every time he walks outside.
That's what you get.
I believe this is what's coming to him.
Lisa's restaurant, she shows them Wolf in its nascent stage. And she's like, it's certainly one of the biggest restaurants we've had. And she shows them the rendering, and I was like...
It's like, why does anyone in Tahoe need this?
Those seats are going to smell. Like, they're just going to trap that... You know what I mean? Like, they're just...
Maybe, though, Wolf will be Tom Tom vibes. Because Tom Tom was a step in the right direction.
It was.
I don't know what her Vegas restaurants are like. I've only heard negative things, but I've not tried either of them myself.
Right.
So I can't speak to the quality, but maybe Wolf will serve buffalo cauliflower wings.
Hmm?
She goes, everyone hit the wall. Hit the wall with the sledgehammer. Leave it on the wall.
Tom Sandoval's is so cringy. He like takes an axe and he names like Lala. He just shouts out people that have wronged him. He doesn't say anything about like the bad shit I've done. He just blames other people, and it's so cringe.
Or even being like, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, everyone. Like, that probably would have endeared people to him. And instead, he just is like, the things Lala said about me.
He goes, worm with a mustache, Charles Manson's son, Lala, Scandoval.
He goes, motherfucking Scandoval. I was like, oh, God, you are so lame.
I wrote, Sandoval is a shocking individual.
Yes. He has no shame.
The secondhand embarrassment I feel whenever he opens his mouth.
It's undeniable. Everyone just was like this.
Ooh. No one even has any. There's
no word.
No words.
No words.
There's nothing you can even say to a person that's that tied up in their own
fuckery.
Bullshit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Where you're just like, okay.
I mean. He has no self-aware. I've never seen someone with so little self-awareness.
It reminded me of the very first time I watched the Vanderpump Rules pilot episode, and he gave me this same feeling then when he said that his dream and vision for himself was to be the next Michael Jackson. I said, this is dark-sided, and this man... will only know pain in this lifetime. And then I got taken on a journey, and now we're back at the very beginning. Same feelings.
Trust your ick.
That's very true. One should always trust their ick.
You get it? Understand that there's something right.
It's your body. It's your body telling you something. The body keeps the score.
If anyone, especially a white man, tells us that they want to be Michael Jackson, that's... I go into fight or flight. Like seeing Corey Feldman perform as Michael Jackson is the scariest thing in the world.
Where does he do that?
Oh, I'll send videos.
Okay. Nana forces everyone to go to dinner.
She goes, people are ordering. Schwartz goes, I'll have a dirty martini. And Nana goes, oh, a dirty martini. And Allie goes, I'll have the Vanderpump Rosé. Someone has a gun.
Lisa goes, there's a bomb under your seat. Order correctly or else it will explode.
And there's also a bomb at your family's home.
She goes, everything is wired. You have one choice. You will order correctly and make the right choices on this show. Your family will survive. But step out of line. Mr. Banks, no longer.
Your cats will get...
Your cats' days are numbered. I don't care for them, only dogs.
They'll go up to that great litter box in the sky.
All it takes is one wrong move. So what will you have to drink?
Lisa, once they get their drink, she goes, let's get this party started and howl at the moon. Woo! It's, by the way, it's 5 p.m. They have to have dinner early.
They'd have dinner early before Nana goes wandering. Schwartz. Everyone's like, Schwartz, you said you were single at 40, but like, what about your girlfriend, Joe? And he's like, she's not my girlfriend. We're not like in a relationship.
You are.
Sheena goes, I'm pretty sure Joe thinks you are in a relationship. And he's like, we aren't. He's like, we're not.
Can you imagine being the person Schwartz is lying about being in a relationship with?
No.
That's a change identity.
Get
That's
out.
Leave LA. That's so disgraceful.
It is disgraceful. Even now, where he like went on Watch What Happens Live and said he was dating someone but didn't want to say, I was like, this is still this man is a fool.
He's trouble.
And any woman who attaches herself to him is also a fucking fool. Get out.
Get out.
Hear these words.
Get out. Remember in Ann Dowd?
Peter! Old crackhead Joe. Getting that.
She's just at home.
She's at home, like reveling and like being like slopped on,
non-showered
by slimy Schwartz. Sandoval gets like some good sunlight. He goes, "Hey, Brock, get in here!" And they take a selfie. I was like,
everything he does, I go,
I go, no.
It's so when someone's really trying to like.
Oh, I have such a horrible chill. Oh, I'm gonna have a seizure.
It's when someone's trying to get back in people's good graces. It's the worst thing. It's so humiliating. Oh,
there's nothing worse. It's so gross. Brock's like, he goes, I never take selfies just for myself. I was like, what the fuck? Everyone's like,
you do, liar.
Nana goes, James, now let's get the fun started. What's something you like about Sandoval? I was like, Nana.
He goes,
shh.
No, I'm imitating his silence. He's like,
he says nothing.
Yeah.
And she goes, oh, anyways, now raise your glasses and howl to the moon. Ow! I went. Nana, you cannot.
She's Charles.
She is. Everyone is like beholden to her. She literally has a table full of slaves who just can't even speak. And then there's Sandoval being like.
He's like this.
Why can't. Okay, I'm not understand. Well, I guess they can't go rogue or feel like they can't because she's been like, this man is going to kill himself the minute you even look at him the wrong way. Don't do it. And like. Everyone's scared. So now she just like forces them into like submission.
It's true.
It's so sick.
It's really sick.
These sick games. One person just needs to go rogue. Who's it going to be? Brock.
Lala.
Lala's done going rogue.
She is.
She's like, look, I'll say what you need me to say, but like, I just need the paycheck. And like,
maybe Sheena.
It is what it is. Sheena, I would love to see her step into her power. And go rogue. But she's also committed to a bit of lies about her wretched assault.
I know.
And the restraining order.
Let's howl to the moon.
And then, well, then if we're not going to say anything, let's raise our glass and howl to the moon. How?
And Sandoval's like, wait. Everyone's you can see like, him waiting for James to say something.
I fucking hate that. That body language is so gross. They need a rogue. Like, and this is also, I think they all knew or thought that Raquel was going to be introduced back in on this trip.
I'm disappointed.
So everyone was really like scared for that. But they didn't know she had gone the roguest of all.
But they were also like excited because they're all obsessed with her.
They love her. This needed, honestly, Tequila Katie really has horrible timing because now is a time where we need Tequila Katie more than ever.
We're like Doughty.
Doughty could go really rogue in this dinner. I mean, Jax could even go rogue. Yeah, literally,
saucy.
Everyone's lost the rogue plot. No one is willing to say a damn thing. I've never seen everyone so silent. They've never been so silent at a restaurant in their lives.
Doughty would go fucking rogue. With Lisa there, too. Her mortal enemy.
She'd call everyone out.
Rock and roll.
Bullshit. Rock and roll. That's how we rock. That's how we fucking rock.
When they go out later to like a casino thing, Sandoval's like, James, can I talk to you, man?
He goes,
we can stay.
Hey, James. I was like, no.
That's the worst, too, when you're like, can I talk to you? I've been there.
When you go, hey,
can I talk to you? We can stay inside, so you don't have to worry about, like, I want.
James goes, all right.
And I got wheeled home after dinner.
Her and Ken. They got, like, a jalopy to take them home. And then James is like, sure, mate. I'll listen to you, mate. And then basically James is like, you betrayed me, man. I'm like, okay. I'm also just like, shut up, James.
Yeah.
Shut up.
You're my one, the one man, the one person in Hollywood that I could trust. Don't take this to a place of Hollywood.
He's like, you're my big brother, mate. I thought I could trust you more than anyone in the world.
Well, you need to get
better.
You need to just know better people.
Yeah. Sandoval is just so lost. And I realized he was like, I found myself, like, there was no way to change course. Like, it's complicated. It's not that easy. Because James is like, you could have just broken up with Ariana, ended the relationship, and then started a relationship with Raquel. And, like, it would have been a lot cleaner. Like, you could have done that. And he's like, you don't understand. It's not that simple, dude. And
it is pretty simple.
It's actually incredibly simple. It's hard, but it's not impossible.
You were in it for the thrill. Admit it. You liked the clandestine nature of it. You both did. And it made it hotter and more intense. And that's why you kept it going. You would have kept it going for as long as you could. Because it gave you life and it gave you purpose. And when he's like, we weren't meaning anything maliciously, it's like, you did.
Yeah, you definitely did. You were mad. You do that kind of thing if you're mad at someone else.
You were mad at Ariana
and I
for
think
being
you
a human.
Have a lot of resentment to some fucking someone else in the house that you also share with your partner. That's a loaded move.
While they're home.
You don't do that if you actually really care about someone and don't want
to
hurt them.
We were trying to be malicious, man. You were. Maybe not Raquel, because she was a big dum-dum, but, like, you were. And maybe a little Raquel, too.
Maybe.
Raquel had resentment, too, and rage at James.
I think that it's a very loaded thing to carry on. And it's one thing to make a mistake once, and then it's another thing to engage in a month-long affair with another person under your partner's.
Totally.
No.
And when you're like, I still love Ari, it's like, no, you don't love her. If you are doing this, you actually don't like her at all. You actively resent her for really dumb reasons.
Yeah. And he's the kind of person who only changes his course in life via women.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's like when he wanted to change course from Doughty, he found Ariana. When he wanted to change course from Ariana, he found Raquel. So without like some sort of like North Star woman to attach himself to and like hype him up, he loses the plot.
When Ariana was like, this is a woman who seeks her identity in men, I was like, that's true. But you could say the same thing about Sandoval's a man who seeks his identity through women.
Mm-hmm.
He has no identity.
I would say even more so.
He doesn't know who he is more than anyone.
No idea. Zero idea. Miss Zara Blazer.
Miss Tweed.
Miss Blazer. Anyways.
They kind of make up on a tentative truce, but until next time, the Reno trip carries on. Tahoe again.
Let's do a little cult member shout out.
To those who never malicious intent.
to those who have all the good intentions in the world, the only ones in Hollywood we can trust.
That's true.
Our beloved cult members, Rachel in Dublin.
Rachel in Dublin.
Gina Sapienza.
Sapienza.
Sarah Elizabeth. Lucy from London. Brooke Johansson. Rachel Knight. Brittany Weiss. Ryan Weiss. Danielle McMillan. Lady Swampridge.
This gives no fucks.
Lazara.
Blazer.
Mazatov. Mary. Mike
Earhart.
Carrie Oakes. Sharon Baum.
Realtor.
Timothy Shield.
Timothy Chalamet.
Sonia Morgan on Mushrooms. Matthew Thomas. Owsley Robinson. Mariah Kay. Kathy West. Michelle Martino. Kit Moore. Hillary.
Orlando.
Patron of the Farts. Nick
Sedaris.
Emily. Kim Lucas.
And Jeffrey Pradama. Guys.
Thank you all.
Our Austin show is now sold out, but you can still buy tickets to Oklahoma City on Friday, March 1st, and Dallas at Tulips.
On Saturday at Tulips. And you better get on it because those shows are happening whether you like it or not.
We'll see you in the Lone Star State.
So just raise your glass.
And howl to the moons.
Woo!
Ta-ta.
Sexy Unique Podcast is created and hosted by me, Lara Marie Shane Halls. This episode was co-hosted by the one and only Carrie O'Donnell. This episode was edited by Ness Smith-Savadoff. If you like what you heard today, please be sure to subscribe to Sexy Unique Podcast on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. And if you're craving more sup and just can't get enough and want access to things like bonus episodes, tons of premium content, as well as ad-free episodes of the pod, consider supporting the podcast on Patreon. You can find out more at patreon.com/sexyuniquepodcast.
The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to my jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul summertime without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic and comfy year after year.
Quince has it all, like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that.
As you know, I've been on my fitness journey in 2024, so I'm getting into athleisure wear a lot. I have Quince long sleeve shirts, shorts, t-shirts. I wear it to the gym. I wear it out. I wear it to Whole Foods. I wear it to 7-Eleven to buy my Diet Cokes. I'm wearing it all over town.
And people are noticing.
People are fucking noticing.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/sexyunique for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/sexyunique to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/sexyunique.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants. They all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.